2 Corinthians chapter 12. I must boast, even if it is unprofitable, but I will go on to visions and revelations from the Lord. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, who, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know, God knows, was caught up into the third heaven. And I know that this man, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know, God knows, was caught up into paradise and heard inexpressible words that people are not permitted to speak. On behalf of such a person I will boast, but on behalf of myself I will not boast except about my weaknesses. If I choose to boast, I will not be a fool, because I would be speaking the truth, but I will keep from boasting, so that no one will think more of me than what he sees in me or hears from me. To keep me from exalting myself because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger from Satan to afflict me, so I would not exalt myself. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord about this, for him to take it away from me. But he said to me, "My grace is enough for you, for power is made perfect in weakness, so I would much rather boast about my weakness, so that the power of Christ might reside on me. Therefore I am content for Christ's sake in weaknesses, in insults, in troubles, in persecutions, and distressing situations, for whenever I am weak, then I am strong. I have become a fool. You forced me to do this, for I should have been praised by you. For I was not at all inferior to the so-called super apostles, even though I am nothing. The true signs of an apostle were performed among you with all perseverance, signs and wonders and miracles. For how were you less important than the rest of the churches, except that I was not a burden to you? Forgive me for this wrong. Look, I am ready to come to you a third time. I will not be a burden to you, for I do not seek what is yours. I want you, for children should not save up for the parents. Instead, the parents should save up for the children. I will most gladly spend and be spent for your souls. If I love you more, am I to be loved less? But as it is, I did not burden you, but since I am so crafty, I am the one who caught you by deceit. Did I take advantage of you by anyone I sent to you? I urged Titus to go to you, and I sent the other brother with him. Did Titus take advantage of you? Did we not walk in the same spirit? Did we not walk in the same steps? Do you think all of this time we have been defending ourselves to you? It is in the sight of God that we speak in Christ, and all for your strengthening, beloved. For I fear that when I come, I may not find you as I wish. I fear that you might not find me as you wish. I fear that there may be quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, rivalries, slander, gossip, arrogance, and disorder. I fear that when I come back, my God might humble me before you. I fear that I might be grieved by many of those who have sinned before now and who did not repent of the uncleanness and sexual immorality and lustful indulgence that they practice.